Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About anticipating the atmosphere, how did it live up to what you thought it would be?
Amazing, fantastic. Let's do it again tomorrow and more so, but you know, obviously I got to stay in the moment. What a privilege, what an honor for us to have that support from our fan base. We feel it. I've been saying it the whole year, and today was a perfect example. You know, for us, it's a privilege to be able to put this uniform on and represent this franchise and do it for our fan base. They deserve this, and just know that we will continue to fight, we will continue to believe, and we continue to have that one-day mentality.
Next question, over here on the, Ed, on the right.
Sorry. Carlos. What was your level of concern when Sean walked the first two batters in the sixth?
I'm not going to say concern. I got to manage and I got to make decisions there. And, you know, I'm glad that he got out of it. And not only he got out of that inning, he ended up giving us – I was going batter to batter after that inning. And he gave us the seventh, and then he went back out for the eighth. Pretty impressive, and especially after a couple of long innings there when they make some pitching changes and, you know, he's sitting in the dugout. And but look, man, proud of him. He earned it. He deserved it. And it was a good, really good moment for him to get that standing ovation the way he did.
Next question. Okay, we're going to go over here. Mike in the first row, on the left.
Excuse me, Carlos. What can you say about the way Pete has just continued to step up here the last few days?
He's on, and I think we've been saying it the whole year. He can carry a team. He can carry us, and we're here because of that big swing that he got in Milwaukee, right? And then today, first pitch he sees of a really good pitcher on Nola, and he goes the other way. And not only he goes with the other way, he goes with ease. Like, as soon as he hit it, everybody in the ballpark knew that ball was gone. That's not easy to do on a night where the ball seems like wasn't going to travel as much after Schwarber hits 107 to lead off the game and doesn't even make it to the warning track. And then Pete connects that one, and he's out of the ballpark. So, proud of Pete, good for him, and we want to continue to need him.
I'm going to go behind you, Howard.
Yep. Carlos, Pete has historically always hit Nola well. What is it about his approach to Nola that you think makes that a particularly good matchup for him?
Yeah, it's hard to tell because they're pretty familiar with each other. And like I said before, the game is a game of adjustments. Nola knows him well. Pete knows him well as well. They face each other for a long time, and I'm glad that Pete stayed on the attack today and got a good pitch, that first pitch of the game of his at bat, and he was able to hit that homer. But yeah, two really good players facing again in the division series, and Pete got him today.
Okay, first row on the left here.
Shamania in the first inning, he was getting hit pretty hard, and then he, I don't know what adjustments he made, but what did you see him do? What adjustments did you see him make to kind of settle down after that?
He didn't back down from contact. He didn't back away. We know they are an aggressive lineup, and they show it right away. They were attacking him, but he kept getting the baseball. He had really good rhythm, and he went right after. He trusted his stuff. He trusted the game plan, and he didn't back away from it. I like how he used all of his pitches, especially the changeup. And when he needed to make pitches, he did. Unbelievable job. And like I said, he was on the attack. It was a different look today, even though we've seen it the whole year. But his mound presence, his demeanor, like there was something different about him today that I'm just proud of him.
And then just what would it mean for this team to clinch tomorrow at home, if possible?
Look, you know, obviously it'll be special, but we got to come back tomorrow and we got to win a baseball game. If we would have lost today, the mentality, we need to come back tomorrow and win a baseball game. one day at a time mentality, one series at a time. We'll come back tomorrow. We got to stay humble. We haven't done anything. We got to come back tomorrow. We have to prepare. We got to go out the way we go about our business pregame, and then we got to go out there. We got to compete, and we got to go out there and execute. So we'll see what happens.
We have anything else here? All right, we'll go here with John in the first row.
I was just on the at-bat with Harper there. Do you think that was kind of perfect execution? He goes change-up, then sweeper to get him?
Yeah, and we know he's going to be aggressive. You know, he's hacking. Not only pitch selection, but the execution, you know. Really good change-ups and really good slider, to get a really good hitter on a huge spot. I thought Sean got that momentum back after he executed and got Harper down.
Okay, we'll take one more down here in the front, Steve.
Carlos, you talk often, especially down the stretch, about winning plays and the need to make these little things happen. What does what Tyrone Taylor did in the fourth inning do for a group in games like this?
Yes, huge, you know, and you're exactly right. Winning plays, winning at bats. You know, not giving them extra 90 feet, not giving them extra outs, winning counts, winning at bats. Today, Taylor executed the ball, you know, that hits the wall, barehanded, and throws a perfect one hop to second base. And then Lindor, don't forget about that play. Not an easy play with a runner coming in, and not only he's catching it and applying a really good tag. So, and again, it's a leadoff double, and who knows what happens in that inning. And we get him at second base, and we got the momentum back. So, we need to continue to make those plays. We need to continue to have that type of mentality, and we need to continue to execute.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.